Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome in. It's an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special. I'm Jason Longshore. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. I had the chance yesterday to catch up with Atlanta United Academy Director Matt Lowry. It's a big period right now for the Atlanta United Academy. The Generation Adidas Cup starts this weekend. This is one of the biggest events for Academy teams in the calendar. This is going to be played at IMG Academy in Bradenton from March 30th to April 7th. Atlanta United's U15s and their U17s will be there, along with international clubs from Asia, from Europe, from North America, and from South America. Atlanta United's U15s and the U17s have really interesting opening matches against two global heavyweights. In my conversation with Matt, we also got to talk a little bit about how the academy teams are impacting the first team, the second team, and just where things are right now in the nature of player development at Atlanta United. Hope you enjoy my conversation with Matt Lowry. Let's start with 2023. It was a big year for the academy. Lots of contributions on the first team side, a record-setting year in that regard. Just how rewarding is that for you and the staff with all the hard work that you guys put in to see it pay off with the first team?
Yeah, that's our purpose. We're in youth development. The idea is to develop young players for our first team. That is the pinnacle. That's everything we work for. So, you know, within the day-to-day, there's losses within games. There's training sessions that get canceled, tonight being one of those with the weather. But, you know, the long-term vision is obviously to push a player through who can really affect the first team. So it's an awesome thing. And games like Toronto, you know, where Tyler Wolf gets a start, Noah Cobb at 18 years old goes in and, you know, has a really strong game as a young center back. This is what we get excited for. So, yeah, it's our purpose. It's what we work towards. And that's kind of the cherry on top to get them, you know, out there and playing. And we all get to watch and cheer them on.
Yeah, it's perfect timing to catch up kind of on two fronts, and we'll get into Generation Adidas Cup in a second. But this past week, and we talked about it a lot going into the weekend with guys going up to the first team from the second team, guys going up to the second team from the 19s. I'm sure you saw that with the 17s and the 19s as well. Just how difficult can it be to juggle all of that movement on a week like this past one that we experienced?
It's day to day. The conversations are constant. And we have an amazing culture here. And I think over time, the players and the parents in some ways understand that their son and as a player, me as an individual, could play on three different teams during the course of a week. To mention Aiden Torres, who is a recent homegrown signing for us. He is with the 17s, he is with the 2s, he is training with the first team. He's everywhere. And credit to that kid and a lot of our players. They're used to it. And they adapt quickly. They do exactly what they need to do at the different levels, and they showcase their talent at the different levels. It is not easy, but credit to the players and credit to the staff. But it is day-to-day conversations, as I'm sure you're aware, Jason. It's okay, this player has dropped out of the session. Let's pull one up. Let's move this across. But again, credit to the staff for developing this culture and keeping it consistent, and a massive credit to the players. They adapt quickly, and they really enjoy it and get after it, and it's a pleasure to watch.
I'm glad you mentioned Aiden, because I think when we look at things from the outside at times, and you see he's a homegrown, we saw what he did with Atlanta United 2 last year and was very, very impressive. But in those senses, you know, he hasn't played for the first team yet. He hasn't played for the second team this year. But how important is it for him to be not just a squad player on that U17 team, but to be the man on that U17 team and be expected to carry them in some ways?
Yeah, it's the leadership qualities, and especially a player with Aiden. And we've had conversations with Aiden as well. Like, look, you may play a little bit more with the 17s this spring. That's to bring out that leadership. We definitely see him as wearing the captain's armband as he goes through even the twos and into the first team. You know, he's a player that is incredible at his leadership at such a young age, and having that maturity when he steps on the field with A2, that's not his role, and it's not meant to be his role as a 16-year-old. He's going to look to the older guys for a little bit more leadership, but when he's with the 17s, he's the man, and that's really important for him to feel and for him to get through. And the player, he's been unbelievable. I mean, to be a homegrown signing, to spend the entire preseason with the first team, and then to, you know, for lack of a better phrase, drop into the 17s. His mentality was incredible. It continues to be incredible. Obviously, his friends are part of that group, but, you know, there's no moment where he's going, well, why am I here? You know, he accepts it. He loves it. He moves on, and he takes every day as it comes. But specifically on him, that's a kid that, you know, we have high hopes for, but that I think that captain's armband is going to be around that arm as well. He's got great characteristics in that way. And hopefully we can continue to build it with him.
I'll ask you about another captain, Matthew Edwards, with Atlanta United 2, returning to the club after time at the University of North Carolina. I know Steve Cook has talked about it, how important it is to have that homegrown representation wearing the armband for the twos. How has he settled in as a professional from your mind and what you're seeing?
Since day one, he was right into it. His mentality is exceptional. Even I was his U19 coach, actually, when he was in the academy, his last year within the academy. He wore the captain's armband then. His maturity is through the roof, and he was really excited to come back and be able to impact things on a professional level here. And we have really high hopes for that kid as well. But his maturity is just phenomenal. The way he thinks about his game, doesn't let things upset him. Again, very adaptable. A player you'll see, you know, he got that loan up call for the first team, was on the bench against Toronto, flew back, probably landed at 4:30 a.m., and he's ready to go at 3 o'clock to play for the twos. And he had an incredible game, him and Efrain Morales, as well as Luke Brennan. So credit to those kids. But Maddie's one to watch. Really, really fun career ahead of him.
Yeah, for sure. He's been one who's been really impressive as we've gotten to talk to him a good bit this year. Let's stick with Atlanta United 2 for a second. This is the second year in MLS Next Pro. We saw the first year last year. Just how would you kind of assess MLS Next Pro and how it's fit for the twos after making that transition from USL Championship?
Yeah, great question. I think MLS Next Pro is, at the end of the day, a better league for what we want to do as a club. One thing that I've always really appreciated about, you know, Carlos Bocanegra and the leadership at this club is they know who they are. You know, I was part of that staff with Tony Annan when we were in USL Championship, and I'll tell you what, I enjoyed every second of it, but it's tough. That level is really difficult for these players. Now, Caleb Wiley learned every day from it, and Caleb Wiley is Caleb Wiley. So if he doesn't have that past and that failure, is he the player that he is today? But I do think MLS Next Pro is more even for our players. We want to push young players through. We want to give those young players the opportunity to play at a professional level. And other clubs are doing the same thing. So it's more like to like. rather than throwing in a group that we know is going to get beat up a little bit. We can now, on a week-to-week basis, really start to build their confidence and show them that, hey, you're ready for the professional level. I know you're 16, 17 years old, but this is where you need to be right now for your next step. So I've really enjoyed the league. Obviously, it'll continue to grow. Carolina Core, brand new to it. Chattanooga, brand new to it. Jacksonville coming in next year. Excited for us in the Southeast. So I think there's a lot to come, and it's a really good league for us and what we want to do in our purpose.
Yeah, it was a big weekend on the next pro front for Atlanta United too, with, you mentioned, Morales and Edwards and Brennan coming back from Toronto and all delivering really strong performances. But you got the first start for Matthew DeJaney, who's been very good with the U19s, and then appearances for the first time from Stephen Hurlock, who impacts the game with an assist, and Miles Hadley. You know, seeing guys like Hurlock and Hadley, who are maybe late bloomers, if you want to put it that way, who haven't factored in as much at that level and had a strong preseason, you know, that's that movement that you're talking about back and forth between squads, right? Kind of paying off for those guys.
Yep, absolutely. And it was amazing. I actually spoke to Miles' dad the other day. He's a kid that started with us at U12 and has just had an amazing, you know, year to year, slow and steady growth, right? But I think, you know, maybe a little bit of a late bloomer, but just a kid that is so reliable. You know what you're going to get every single day. His improvement continues to go and go. Looks like he's going to West Point, which is going to be an amazing fit for him.
That's awesome.
It was awesome to see him get that time and to play really well, to step in, make a couple of tackles, connect a pass, keep that clean sheet for the team is a big thing. Matt DeJaney has been right on the line for a long time. He was even part of the twos, traveled to several games. And now we're seeing him, you know, have some success on the field and really able to impact things. So this is, again, what we all live for. And credit to Stephen Hurlock, a little bit of a different story, came to us just last year from SSA. Previous to that, he was at AFC Lightning. So a credit to these local clubs and what they're able to develop and you know, help contribute to it as well. It's not just us as an academy. It's the local clubs around us and the whole community. But those three, it was a special day to see Matty, Ephra, and Luke come back from almost no sleep and impact the game the way they did, and then get to see the Young Bucks come in and help them for the last gasp. It was a fun day.
You mentioned the local community, and you've kind of restructured things over the years with age groups and teams and how that's evolved. You saw some of that going into this past season. How has that worked out for you with the current structure of the Atlanta United Academy?
Yeah, there's always going to be changes. I think we know that in the soccer world, things adapt. New leadership can change things. The league can change things. The landscape's always going to be adaptive. But we always are huge in our community. We know that 98 to even 100% of our population is going to come from local Atlanta. We're big on that. We're proud of that. And our piece is communication. We want to make sure that the local clubs know what's going on. As soon as we know what's going on, we consider them, you know, right alongside us in this drive, in this vision. They're not someone that we're looking down towards at all. They're right on either shoulder of us, helping us, you know, and with that support, we need to make sure that we're supporting right back. Communication's key, letting those directors know what's going on. Our scouting team does an incredible job of always keeping them in the loop, but we're in it together. And, you know, we're big believers in that. We're really big believers in showcasing that and showing that value to the local clubs. We couldn't do it without them. And we have some amazing, amazing talent coming through Atlanta. Wait for a couple of years, Jason. You're going to see some young kids popping through that are really exciting.
I've heard a few people say that, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. As I get out and do high school games and then seeing the local colleges and even the summer leagues as well with local talent, it feels like to me, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, it feels like since 2017 when Atlanta United launched, there has been just a dramatic growth in not maybe the number of kids playing, but the quality of kids playing. And, you know, is it exposure? Is it having Atlanta United and seeing that and in the emphasis and the drive to that? You know, how have you seen it evolve from when you got here to now in terms of that local community aspect?
I completely agree. The quality has risen, you know, and I think there, as always, there's many different reasons to that. Let's not take away from the fact that what Arthur Blank has done in the Southeast here, even bringing U.S. soccer here, which I think we're going to see an even more of an uptick leading up to the World Cup. even more quality coming through and even more focus coming through. But, you know, I'm sitting in a beautiful training ground that Arthur Blank put together in April 2017, and a rising tide raises all ships, you know, and we have some incredible directors, leaders, and community coaches around here that are going to look around and say, okay, Atlanta United's here. We need to make sure that we're pushing, we're raising our standards as well. And there's always that little competition piece as well. Yes, we work together in youth development, but we want to beat each other as well. And when we get to play SSA and KSA on the weekend, we're going for it, and they want to beat us just as bad. So I think that competitive element, while we're friends off the pitch, on the pitch, we're going to get after it and make sure that that whole level is rising. But I can't take away from Mr. Arthur Blank, the ecosystem that he's created here for youth soccer. It's one of a kind. It's absolutely one of a kind. And I really believe that over the next couple of years, we're only going to see more quality come through.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
How has the partnership with Atlanta International School worked out? I know that was a big thing for you guys and for the school and for the kids involved. How has it worked about a year in?
It's been incredible. I think, you know, the education piece, you know, we're huge on education here. We're huge on our players going into college. You see it with Matt Edwards. You see it with other players who have gone to college and come back. So we want to continue to make sure that our players don't just have an education, but have a good education. It's easy enough to put them online, check in with them, make sure things are okay. But we want to have a little bit of a brick and mortar for them as well. We want to have a home for them as well. And at the end of the day, our 20 kids that are in class together, we don't just want them hanging out with the other 19 kids. We want them to interact with others around the community. So AIS has been a gold star in all those ways. They're super helpful. They'll oftentimes bring a teacher into our training ground to help our kids learn more face-to-face so they get off that laptop for a day. And we're also going to send our kids to AIS at times, which we just did this past week, which is great for the players, again, from an educational, but as well as a social piece. And we need to think about everything here. The education's been, it's been one of those. We've been building the plane as we've been flying it. But I think the AIS connection is one that's going to be sustainable. We're really excited about it. They're likewise extremely excited about the connection. And we've already seen, you know, amazing social and educational opportunities for those players. So it's been a big A plus.
Big time coming up right now for the Academy with the Generation Adidas Cup. Kind of give us a little bit of a scouting report of the Atlanta United teams who are heading down to participate. Some big games straight out of the gate for both squads, right?
Yeah, easy start. Flamengo for the 17s and Manchester United for the 15s. So
those will be
easy wins, and we'll move on from there. those will be so much fun, especially right off the gate. The kids are absolutely buzzing for it. I've been with the 17s every morning. They can't wait. They had a great weekend this past weekend against Philadelphia Union. Terrible weather, but amazing hosts. Again, thanks to Philly for the locker rooms and the many, many towels that they had to provide. But GA Cup is the highlight for the kids. They know it. We know it. There's excitement around the whole building. Carlos Bocanegra, Jonathan Spector, all of our leadership are going to go down and watch the players play as well. We get to see who can deal with those nerves, deal with that pressure. We learn a lot, and it's a really, really exciting time for those kids. But yeah, the 17s will have Portland and St. Louis as well, and then the 15s have LAFC and St. Louis. So we get St. Louis with both groups, and really excited for both groups. We have the talent to get through, but at the end of the day, it's about learning and growing in these events.
So for people who aren't as plugged in on kind of what that process looks like for the 15s and the 17s and how the calendar goes, you know, they've got the MLS Next Cup, they've got MLS Next competition as well, but then Generation Adidas Cup and other things that you guys plug in. How many competitive games do these kids play in a given year? And what's the ideal number in your mind for that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're huge on competition throughout all our age groups. And we aim for about 40 to 50 games with each age group, knowing that a lot of those are going to come through the league. MLS Next obviously has those three big tournaments that happen over the course of the year, the big one being playoffs at the end, and then GA Cup. We know we have those, but a big push recently has been the international competition. Now that the pandemic has kind of washed away, we're trying to revitalize that program, a program that Tony Annan got off running with his connections over in England as well as across the world. And we're just trying to restoke that fire and get our players playing international competition as much as possible. GA Cup is one moment to do it. But there's many others. And speaking about our 2010s that almost snuck away with a championship from the Amsterdam tournament this past August, we're excited to go back to that one in August and see if we can get the silverware then. But we're going to try to ramp it up so that almost every age group is getting a piece of international competition, understanding what's that like. Really excited about what we can continue to grow within these groups.
My Atlanta Soccer Tonight show always ends with a 3-4-3. It's three local stories, it's four headlines, and it's three things that make me smile about the game. And I'm going to give you one of those three. So this could be just something recently that's happened, something from the academy, but what is something that makes you smile about the game?
Wow, great question. You know, I think at the end of the day, we're part of first team training today. I'm right there, you know, making sure that the younger kids who are involved in the session know their role and things like that. But the excitement that I saw from some of the players knowing that, you know, Yakumakis was playing today for Greece, and the fact that some of the players ran over and said, we can't, you know, we had to postpone session for a little bit of lightning delay. We can't postpone session. We have to watch Yaku play for Greece. This is a big moment for us. And, you know, Saba, they're playing Georgia. So he had a different reason to be excited about the match. But I do want to highlight that the fraternity, the friendship, we see it all the time within the academy. These kids grow up together. You know, they're the best of friends. But to see it at the first team level as well, to see the connection that these clubs can create, and to see these players who are just as excited to watch their, you know, their teammate play on TV, that really got me going today. And even as we're soaking wet, trying to dodge the lightning, it was a fun day. It was a fun day to see how much these guys really care about each other and really care about their teammates every single day. It's a beautiful thing.
That interaction's amazing. And the thing that I'll always take away from this preseason was Yorgos and Ashton Gordon walking off the field. I think it was down in St. Pete, chatting and talking and just as equals. And it was very, very cool to see Yorgos go out of his way, but Ashton also be so receptive and soak it all in.
No, it was amazing. And I guess I'll highlight one more, Jason, if I can take the time. Yeah. But it was an amazing moment. We were at the UGA facilities. It was the second half. All the kids are in. The first team guys are all on the side. They have their puffy jackets on. And, man, they could have gone in the locker room, but they were in it. They were into it. And I think some of the biggest cheers came from Yakumakis and Sean De Silva and Saba when Jamal gets that goal. And it was just a cool thing to watch these guys, you know, their moment is done. They're going to rest now, but they're not going in the locker room. They want to watch their teammates. They want to watch these young academy kids. And they were right there with them. So it's a cool club here. I think you know this especially, but we've credit to Arthur Blank. We've built a pretty amazing thing and hope we can keep it rolling.
Big time thanks to Matt Lowry of the Atlanta United Academy, also the second team, also the first team. Matt is everywhere. Every time I'm out at training for Atlanta United, I see Matt jumping into like five different teams all in the same morning. That's the nature of the gig, and that's the interconnectivity that you see between the Atlanta United Academy teams, the second team, and the first team. But it's the Academy that will take center stage starting on Saturday. 10 a.m., you'll be able to watch Atlanta United's U15s as they open the Generation Adidas Cup against the U15 team from Manchester United. Very, very cool to get that opener. The U17s will open with Flamengo. You'll be able to watch some of the knockout games in this tournament as well. It's all going to be on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Days 1, 2, and 3 will be shown, as well as the round of 16, quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. And you'll be able to start all of it off Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Atlanta United's U15s against Manchester United. Thanks, as always, for listening on the Off the Woodwork podcast, and thank you for listening to Atlanta Soccer Tonight every Tuesday night. And if you can't stay up with me, because, yeah, sometimes the times get bumped around, we're typically starting at 10 p.m. every Tuesday. Sometimes it gets bumped back a little bit. If you subscribe to Off the Woodwork, you're going to get the show delivered to you every single time. And this upcoming show is going to be a lot of fun. Next Tuesday, as we get ready for the She Believes Cup, we'll have the broadcast of that on 92.9 The Game on Saturday, April 6th, 12 p.m. for the pregame coverage, 12:30 for kickoff between the U.S. Women's National Team and Japan. Hope you can join us for that. Hope you can join us for our next Atlanta Soccer Tonight full edition. And I hope you can continue to join us here on Off the Woodwork for all of our soccer coverage from 92.9 The Game. I'm Jason Longshore signing off. Once again, thank you to Matt Lowry, and hope you guys enjoy the match this weekend, Atlanta United's U15s against Manchester United on Saturday at 10 a.m. Adios, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.